An Afghan district police chief tells VOA that a remote-controlled bomb targeted the convoy of Abdul Rab Rasul Sayaf as it moved along roads outside the capital. Sayaf is an influential member of parliament from Kabul province and a former warlord. This was not the first attempt on his life. Sayaf has survived at least one other similar attack. Sayaf was one of the ex-Mujahideen leaders who fought against the Taliban in the mid-1990s. He became a strong supporter of Afghan President Hamid Karzai's government and the international forces after the U.S.-led invasion toppled the Taliban government in 2001. Meanwhile, Afghan officials say the suicide bomber in southwestern Afghanistan was on a motorcycle and targeted a busy area of Farah City, the capital of Farah province. The provincial governor, Ruhollah Amin, tells VOA that the blast occurred near his compound and shattered his office's windows. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but Amin says these incidents are the hallmark of the Taliban insurgency that has strengthened in recent months. Friday's violence comes a day after Hamid Karzai was sworn in for his second term as president. During his inaugural address, Mr. Karzai encouraged militants who do not have ties with international terrorism to work with his government in reconstructing Afghanistan. Amin says that while he agrees with President Karzai's offer of peace, it will never work if the attacks do not stop.
The Taliban who killed the same as like today, I think it would be difficult for one nation to accept those who are killing everyone.
President Karzai also said he will work to transfer the leading role for security from international forces to the Afghan army by the end of his five-year term. Amin says he believes that could be possible, but not without more Afghan security force members. This year has been the deadliest for international troops in Afghanistan since the fall of the Taliban-led government in 2001. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Kabul.